An administrator with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue says up to $250 million in sales taxes go uncollected here each year. Diane Hart is also the co-chair of the National Streamlined Sales Tax Project. By law, consumers must voluntarily pay sales taxes for purchases made through out-of-state mail order or internet stores. The problem is, no one admits to that kind of shopping on their tax returns. The Supreme Court has told states they can't force retailers to collect the taxes. Hart says that's because it's too confusing for stores to figure out which states tax what and by how much.
Some states have a different rate for, you know, fuel or food or medical equipment. And so we're trying to simplify it for retailers by saying every state can only have one state rate.
Hart says Wisconsin will be able to keep its across-the-board 5% rate because businesses can apply that easily. Counties will also keep their extra 0.5% tax. The Streamlined Sales Tax Project recently approved model legislation. Besides mandating only one rate, states must give retailers 60 days' notice before making adjustments. Hart says so-called brick-and-mortar retailers support the legislation.
They have to collect the sales taxes, but they see e-commerce and mail-order businesses not having to collect the tax. So the business community is coming forward, and there's a coalition of companies that are not currently collecting the tax, they have no legal requirement to collect it, that are going to come forward and voluntarily start collecting it.
Hart says the coalition is made up of anonymous.coms. They'll start collecting sales taxes next February. The model simplified tax legislation will be introduced to the Wisconsin legislature in January. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.